Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God you are. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we come to thank you today for life, abundant life, for health, for strength, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are ruler of every nation, America and every continent throughout the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we found out it's not the president, it's not the king, it's not the queen, it's not the rulers of other nations, but you are the ruler of every nation. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you for what you've done. Oh, yeah, for us every day. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, June 23rd, 2021, was already recorded before the foundations of the earth. And we thank you for drawing us closer to you, drawing us nearer to you, oh, God. We don't know any other God like you. You are the only true and living Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you that we belong to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As the song says, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw us nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw us nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate us now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let our souls look up with a steadfast hope and be closer drawn to thee. Draw us nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy bleed, precious bleeding side. Welcome to Wednesday, midweek Bible study. Today is June the 23rd, 2021, and God is still on the throne. He's an amazing God. We serve the Almighty Father. Oh, yeah, he orders our steps every day. Awesome God. Oh, yeah, we wait on him. He is awesome. Did you ever stop to think about how awesome our God is? He created everything in Genesis 1, and he said everything that he made is good. He showed his mighty, majestic powers as the creator of everything, including us. Isn't he awesome? So today, I thank God for each of you. We're so excited because the Lord God Almighty, yeah, he's on the throne. And Jesus, our elder brother, the one who came to earth, yeah, to die in my place because I sinned, to die in your place because you sinned. And I thank you that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father right now, giving, oh, yeah, honoring God and asking God, standing in the gap on our behalf, asking God to forgive me, to forgive us. And he's an awesome God. You know he loves us so much. I thank God. Well, we thank God for you. We have Minister Glory Dean on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise unto our King. So I thank God for each of you all being on today. You know we serve the Almighty King. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. He's righteous. Oh, my God. There's really no adjective that can describe our glorious God. There are no adjectives that can give him the glory that he deserves. So we call on Sister Gloria Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise unto our King. We thank God for you all today. Thank God for what he's doing in you, in me, and all of us. Good afternoon, Minister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Well, good afternoon to everybody. I'm doing fine today. I thank the Lord. Thank God. Praise God. I know you said there's many adjectives that you can give to God describing him. Well, I have this adjective I can add to it. Praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
He's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I may go that I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. In the morning he's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I tell the Lord wherever I may go that he's sweet, I know. Lord, that he's sweet, I know. Thank God for that adjective, because truly he is the sweet God, sweet and loving God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for another adjective describing the great mighty I am. He is sweet,
yes,
and we know it. It's your God, sweeter, better than he is. Thank God for each of you coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study, where we are privileged today. We have Minister Lanny on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Minister Lanny. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you and everyone else?
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a song that makes the Holy Spirit welcome to lead us today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. So speak the word that the Father sent. You will, Holy Spirit, are welcome. Oh, Spirit, you are in control. Oh, Spirit, you can make us whole. So speak the word that the Father said, yes, you, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Oh, come. Oh, Holy Spirit, you can make us one. Oh, Spirit, it's already done, isn't it? So speak the word. Yeah, that the Father said, yes, you. Oh, Spirit, you are welcome. Welcome. You're welcome. Have you wake up? You're welcome. In the name of Jesus. Oh, welcome. In the name of Jesus. No idols in my space. Only Jesus, you're welcome. Oh, God. You're welcome.
Amen. Hey, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here on Wednesday midweek Bible study and in our lives on a daily basis. Oh, my God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. He's sweet, I know, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome. So we lift up the name of Jesus today, and we thank God for Jesus, our elder brother, and all that he's doing, sitting on the Father's right hand, interceding for us. Father, we bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Leviathan is bound from our net, and Behemoth has no place in our loins. Pride and deception are our enemies, not our friends. We break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God on our lives. We are liberated from every unholy thing that would creep into the quarters of our spiritual lives. We renounce all soul ties that would distract our minds from our prayer assignments. We bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational, and professional distractions against our private time with God and our prayer assignment on the wall. We renounce any form of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are still on the throne, and we honor you. We honor your presence right now. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. The spirit of infirmity is bound. The spirit of slumber is bound. The spirit of slothfulness is bound. The spirit of hopelessness is bound. And greed and selfishness are bound forever off of us. We are quickened by the spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch and pray, worship, study the word, and do warfare in the name of Jesus. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is our portion. The line of the Spirit has fallen upon us to stand in the gap. We get in our place and our position. We position ourselves on the wall. We curse the spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah. We say we will not come down off the wall. We are doing a great work for the Lord. Lord, show us any people, places, or things that have been strategically put in our path to blind our eyes, close our ears, and shut our mouth in the spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over our eyes, ears, and mouth. They will be used by God in this hour. We renounce outright any subliminal idolatry that might be affecting us. We are not our own, and we do not lean to our own understanding. Our spiritual life is prosperous, and no good thing will be held back from us. We cast the spirit that comes against our prayer life out of our houses. All heaviness and depression go from us and our families. We put on the whole armor of God, and every dart of the enemy is broken off our mind and cast out of our heart. Our loins are girded about with truth, and every lie against our intercession, our relationship with God, is defeated. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We carry the anointing of intercession in our belly. In one hand, we have the sword of the Spirit. In the other hand, we have the shield of faith. The word of God is nigh us, and we will decree and declare the oracles of God is before men and behind closed doors. The word of God will go from the Logos to the Rhema as we speak forth in prayer. The things that we speak in prayer will take feet and do what the Lord commanded through our mouths. Lord, we thank you for helping us pray prayers that bring results and avail much. All creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. We will not keep creation on hold. We were created to have a personal relationship with God, to stand in the gap, to be on the wall, to make up the hedge. We realize that our prayers can change our family, our city, our nation. We realize that souls may be lost if we are not obedient in prayer. We will not miss the call of God on our lives for yielding to the flesh to be lazy in prayer. From this moment forward, we yield and submit our prayer life to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. So I thank God for you all today. I know you have your Bibles already ready. So we're going to be doing scripture search, finding the missing words. So the first scripture is found in John 15:12. John 15:12. So go ahead and find it, John 15, verse 12. And I'm going to read. This is my blank, ye, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment. A, commandment, B, law. You know how to do it. You state your name and tell the answer. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Read it, Rhonda.
It's 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
All right, all right. Thank you, Rhonda. Amen, amen. Next scripture, Revelation 20, verse 7. Revelation 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, blank shall be loosed out of his prison. A, Satan, B, Jesus.
Ask for Satan.
Correct? Read it.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison.
Amen. Good job. All right. Next scripture. You guys are doing great. Keep up the good work. give ear to the words, O Lord. Give ear to my words. I'm sorry. I apologize. Psalms 5 and 1. Psalms chapter 5, verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my A, thoughtfulness, B, meditation.
Rhonda.
Mary. Meditation.
All right. Go ahead. All y'all go ahead.
Okay. Give ear to my words.
Mary,
oh,
Rhonda. Okay. All right, somebody read it. Y'all can read it together. Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Give ear to my word.
Oh, Lord.
Consider my meditation.
Amen. Good job. I love it. Y'all doing great. All right, Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 8. If thou know not, O thou captive among blanks, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed the kids beside the sheep tent. Is it women, A, or B, men?
Okay, that was
ask
scripture.
Your women.
Glory to thee. What's
right,
scripture?
Solomon. Song of Solomon 1:8. Go ahead, Esther.
Oh, I
if
see.
If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thy way forth by the footsteps of the flock and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tent.
All right. Thank you. All right, last one. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. And he said, hear now my blank, if there would be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Is it answer or is it words?
Rhonda. Brian, it's B, words. And it reads,
right,
Numbers 12, and he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in the vision and will speak unto him in the dream.
Amen. Y'all did very well. Give yourselves a big old hug. Hallelujah. All right. It is homework time. I know y'all love this time. Homework. We are on homework right now. So we're going to go to Genesis chapter 40. Every day I was in the Word, every day God would show me things about Genesis 40. I'm like, wow, look at this. Thank you, Lord. So Genesis 40, we're going to start with Talana. She has Genesis 40, 1 through 3. Good afternoon, Sister Talana. How are you?
Hi, Sister G. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Genesis 40 says, and it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king, oh, you really don't want us to read it. You just want us to expound on our homework, correct?
Yes.
Well,
what the Lord
okay.
those verses.
Well, actually, I kind of cheated a little bit. I looked in a few commentaries, and it
that's
said
not
that
cheating. That's good.
Joseph was a prisoner, and the butler, who was known as the cupbearer, and the baker, who was known as the king of Egypt, were in there with him, and those were my three. Those were my three verses. He was bound in prison, and he was in there with the cupbearer and the king of and the baker, who was the king of Egypt.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Talana. Who's next? Rhonda, Genesis 4 through 5.
Yes. The captain of the guard charged Joseph to take care of the butler and the baker. So during the night, the baker and the butler had a dream. And they couldn't interpret their dreams. So that's where my story left off.
All right, thank you. You guys are doing wonderful. Thank you, Alana and Rhonda. All right, Gloria Jean, she's next. Gloria Jean had Genesis 46. Yes.
6, 7, and 8. Well, in the morning, Joseph came in to check on the chief butler and the chief baker that was in the ward with him in the king's house. And he asked him, when he said, why are you so sad? The answer said, we dreamed a dream, but there is no interpretation. And Joseph told him, said, don't interpretations belong to God? And then the butler and they both told him, well, tell them to us, pray you tell us about our dreams.
Amen. Thank you, Gloria Jean. All right, you guys are doing wonderful. Okay, we have Minister Laney, Genesis 40, 7 through 11. I'm sorry, 9 through 11.
Amen. The chief butler, dealing with his dream, told Joseph about the dream, and he said that that there was a vine, and the vine had three branches, and the branches, it seemed as though they budded and blossomed, shoot out from it, I mean, and became a cluster. And then he brought forth the grapes, and he took them to Pharaoh's, and Pharaoh's cup was in his hand, and he took the grapes, pressed them in Pharaoh's cup, and gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand.
Amen. Awesome. All right, we're all connecting with these passages, thank God. All right, next, we have Sister Marion, Genesis 4, 12 through 15.
Yes, in these verses, Joseph interpreted the dream of the butler, and he told him that the three branches represented 3 days. And within those 3 days, the Pharaoh will lift up his head, and restore them to their rightful place and deliver the cup into his hand. And Joseph told them when they got out and were restored back to their place to think of him with kindness and pray and mention him to Pharaoh that he could bring him out of his house because he was stolen from the land of Hebrews, and that he also had done nothing that they should put him in the dungeon.
Okay.
That was 12 through 15.
Okay. All right, good job. Let's see, next is Sister Mary.
Yes. And I have verses 16 to 18. And as the story goes on, that the significance of 3 days is reiterated in these two verses. The chief baker, when he saw that the interpretation had been good for the cupbearer, then he decided he would take a chance and find out that his dream would be interpreted positively. And when Joseph began to interpret the baker's dream, he did say that the three baskets, white baskets on the baker's head, and that too signified that 3 days would pass before something happened.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Buki. He has Genesis 40, 19 through 21. Hello, Pastor Buki, are you there? Okay. Nina, on. I thought she was on. Okay, well, I'll do her part, 19 through 21. It says that, it was 3 days when Joseph interpreted the dream of, of the Keith Baker, his wasn't as good as the other one. But he said that in 3 days, Pharaoh was going to lift off your head. In other words, he was going to die. So he must have been guilty, or Pharaoh may have found him guilty of what, you know, what it was that, you know, he had done. So Pharaoh, as the dream went on, he told him that he was going to die in 3 days. That's what his dream meant. So I don't want to go into someone else's part. But anyway, he said he restored the chief butler, and the butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. All right, let's see who has Brian. Brother Brian has something. Let me skip to Vivian, and then right after her, you, Vivian, you got your part?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, Brother Brian, let Vivian do hers right before you do yours. Vivian, you there?
Yes. Got it.
All right. I know Vivian may not be able to give her part, but anyway, as we know, the Chief Baker was, you know, he was hanged just like Joseph's dream, but the Chief Butler, he forgot to mention that Joseph had interpreted his dream. So that kind of ends the story. So Brother Brian has a whole nother part. We thank God for each of you all participating in the homework. God bless you. All right. Go ahead, Brother Brian.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me? Sister G, can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Can y'all hear?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are here, and today, everyone, we're going to be going over Genesis summary, or synopsis of Genesis 39 through 41, and it's titled The Law of Solid Ground, Joseph Earns Trust. And it reads that the Bible describes some dark and difficult times in Joseph's life, but it also reveals that every time he's faced adversity, he's used it to develop himself personally and build trust with others. As a result, Joseph made one comeback after another and proved himself trustworthy as a leader. Consider a few of the ways that he earned trust along the way. So in adversity, we have number one, which was sold into Egyptian slavery. And as a comeback, he developed competence and organization in the palace. The second one, he was framed as an adulterer, but he was able to use this ability to discern dreams and solve problems. The third, he was forgotten in prison, but the comeback is he displayed the wisdom to interpret Pharaoh's dream. The fourth is that he endured 7 years of famine, but because of this, he was prepared to save the country and bring Pharaoh great wealth. And last but not least, it says in number five that he was faced the return of his treacherous brothers, and as his comeback, he showed patience and integrity in dealing with others. And basically, to sum all of that up, the law of solid ground teaches that leadership operates on the basis of trust. How did Joseph gain trust following his bouts of adversity? He wanted to regularly display competence and character in his connection with others. He was able to follow each setback with a comeback because he practiced the law of solid ground.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Brother Brian. We love you. Appreciate you. I thank God for each of you all. Thank God for your participation. Thank God for you all doing the homework. I mean, these stories are really life lessons for us. So we got to get in there, dig in the Word. That's what the Word says. Study. Show yourself pleasing to God. Get in there, read the scriptures. Next week, you know, we're going to be on chapter 41. I will text you the homework assignment, and we'll go from there. So our lesson today is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Have you talked about, this is Pastor Buki. I just wanted to say something about Genesis 40. Have you guys finished with that, or are you? Because I joined a few minutes ago. I don't know if you are through with that chapter or not.
Yes, we are. You wanted to add something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what's been said, but what I just wanted to add about that or to that is that, you know, even though we knew that Joseph was wrongly accused, I mean, he didn't do what they said he did. He was, you know, wrongfully put in jail, but those people that were there, they did something probably to the king that, you know, they were still trying to, probably they were still, what do you call it, the investigating, you know, but they did something to the king. That was why they were sent in there. But what I just wanted to point out about Joseph was that even though, you know, he was wrongly accused, he had every reason to be bitter about, you know, being in the prison wrongfully, he still cared about those two people, because when he saw that they were not happy, he was the one who actually went to them and, you know, tried to help them. You know, even though in his own situation, you will think he should be so bitter that he would not care about any other person around him, but he didn't do that. He was so concerned about those two, the butler and the baker, and he went to them and asked them what was wrong, which I thought, you know, all of us should not be so consumed about what is going on in our lives to the extent that we are not even sensitive to the needs of everyone around us. I just wanted to add that. I don't know if that's been said or not.
I just wanted to point that out about chapter 40, about Joseph, something that we can all take or learn from Joseph.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Buki. Yeah, I called on you for the homework, but you may not have heard me at that time. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Yeah, Joseph did keep a good attitude the whole time. I thank God. All right. Thank God for each of you all. Right now, we're going to be talking about under authority, but with leadership skills and abilities. Joseph was under authority, but yet he was given by God leadership skills and authority. Every time God worked out situations in his life, you know, we don't know things that are going to happen to us. But like Pastor Lucy said, it's important to keep a good relationship, a good attitude. In everything that we go through, we need to check our attitude and say, well, now, Lord, I thank you for this, and Lord, I thank you for that, and keep our attitude straight in God. So right now, I muted everybody so we can do the lesson, but under authority, but with leadership skills and abilities. In Genesis 39, the story of Joseph shows the making of a leader through hardships, trials, and testing. Joseph's gifts and talents began to develop as a child. We are introduced to him. He was about 17 years old. He began to have significant dreams. These dreams later came true. Joseph had to grow up and to learn through experiences that God is almighty and that there's nothing impossible for God. Joseph developed the character of God through every trial he went through. Are our trials tailor-made? This is a question for us. Are our trials tailor-made by God just for us, or demonic powers influencing our trials? What about Job? Remember the conversation God had with Satan in Job chapter 1? I'm going to read it from the Everyday Bible, starting at verse 6. One day, when the sons of God came to stand in front of the Lord, Satan the accuser came with them. The Lord said, Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from wandering all over the earth. Then the Lord said, Satan, have you thought about my servant, Talana? Have you thought about my servant, Gloria Dean? Have you thought about my servant, Rhonda? Have you thought about my servant, Lanny? Have you thought about my servant, Marion? Have you thought about my servant, Mary Nichols? Have you thought about my servant, Pastor Buki? Have you thought about my servant, Brian? Have you thought about my servant, Vivian? Have you thought about my servant, Sister G? No one in the world is like them. They are people of integrity. They are decent. They fear God. And they do not like evil. Satan answered the Lord, haven't you given them a reason to fear you? Haven't you put a protective fence around all of them, their home and everything that they have? You have blessed them with everything that they have. You blessed them with family. You blessed them with jobs. You blessed them with retirement. You have stretched out your hand. You blessed them so much. So the Lord told Satan, okay, everything is in your power, but you must not lay a hand on them. Then Satan left the presence of God. And you know the story, what Job went through. You know the story of what you've been through. You know everything that you've been through. Are our trials measured out by God? Or on May 2019, is this going to happen to you in your life? Are your trials, are all of our trials measured out by God? Did you get a memo? Job didn't get a memo. Things just begin to happen to Job. He didn't get a memo. He didn't get a text. He didn't get an email. He didn't get a phone call telling him that these things are about to happen. You're about to go through a whirlwind of trials. No, he didn't get a memo. Now, remember, Psalm 17:3 says, thou hast proven my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me, and you shall find nothing. I'm purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Are you being spiritually refined to be used for the master's use? Are there things in us that God wants to change so he can get the glory in every situation that we face? Deuteronomy 8:5 says, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord chasteneth thee. God disciplines us because he loves us, and he wants us to stay on his path. So this is the message title, Broken by God for His Purposes, Genesis 40. Broken by God for His Purposes. Joseph went through many trials, and the favor of God was on his life. What does it mean to be broken? Why was Joseph broken? Every person God uses, he prepares them first. Preparation is the key to favor and success. Preparation is the key to success and favor. Remember, trials come in our lives to make us stronger. Joseph endured many trials, yet he kept a positive attitude. How is your attitude when you go through a trial in preparation for what God wants you to do? Many are called, but few are chosen. Brokenness refers to a state of surrender and defeat we experience when hardships come into our lives. Steadfastness and painful lives. When you go through brokenness, we receive pain. It may not be physical pain. It's more emotional, a mental pain. Sometimes brokenness before God is the result of sin, our own sin or someone else's. At other times, it's the result of circumstances like Joseph in Genesis 37. You know, Adam and Eve went through brokenness because of their sin. But Joseph was broken for the master's use. Remember our title, Broken for the Purposes of God? brokenness comes before God reminds us to center on Christ, not on ourselves. Sometimes we pray selfish prayers. We pray for blessings, money, healing. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10 says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not cursed, not crushed. I'm sorry. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10. A prayer of brokenness. Lord, accept us. Lord, help us to accept. I'm sorry. A prayer of brokenness. Lord, help us to accept and embrace the moments when we are broken in the spirit. Help us seek Christ in the middle of suffering. Help our prayer to be focused on you and, Lord, on you only. Now, remember, Joseph in Genesis 37 through 40 goes through being broken and used by God. God gave him favor in every situation that he faced, every situation. Just like God restored Job in every situation he faced to be used by God and given favor by God is awesome. We have to be broken and dependent on God for everything. Psalms 119:71 says, it is good for me that I was afflicted so that I may learn your statutes. God has written statutes that we need to learn. We need to familiarize ourselves with them. God wants us to be knowledgeable of his word and sensitive to his Holy Spirit so that we can be led by him. Each of God's people are different, and he uses us all in different ways. God used Joseph with dreams and interpretation. How does God use you? Have you been broken? Usually you are broken by people in situations we face. Job's friends accused him of sinning and told him that's why he was having so much trouble. When Job forgave his friends for what they said about him, he was set free, and everything that he lost was restored. Notice Joseph's attitude in everything that he faced, his situation, the brothers set him up. Notice his attitude when the brothers set him up. He was sold in slavery. Notice his attitude when he was sold in slavery. He was chosen by Potiphar, the king, to handle all the affairs, but Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph. Notice his attitude in all of this. He ain't trying to defend himself in these things. Joseph went to prison. He met the chief baker and the chief butler, who forgot to tell him to help him get set free. Notice Joseph's attitude. What's our attitude when we go through trials? What have you had to go through to be used for God? Have you been lied on by your family, by your friends, by your church family, by your job members? You know, have you been set up? Have you been forgotten? What was your attitude during these situations? Were you angry? Did you give insult for insult? Did you do an eye for an eye? Did you set them up because they set you up? Or did you pray for them? Did you talk to God about your situation? Did you take God's chastisement? Do you remember the children of Israel? They went around the mountain on a journey for 40 long years. It should have been an 11-day journey. What lessons can be taken 40 years in your life? What lessons have you taken 40 years to learn in your life? Or James says, did you choose 11 days? James 1, 2 through 4 says, my brethren, my sisters, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing that this is the trying of your faith, worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. So I'm going to unmute the line so we can respond. So if you got any noise in the background, if you'll please turn your radio off, TV off, whatever, so that, you know, we can hear each other. Let's be considerate of one another. I'm unmuting the lines now so we can answer some of these questions that I asked. You know, we all been through trials now. I'm telling you, I don't know anybody who can escape them. We all been through it. Every human being, baby, see, like, they go through all the way.
Oh, God.
Until we leave. So you know, thinking about the lesson, is there anyone who want to respond? State your name and what you got to say about it.
Hello.
State your name and you got
about the subject of today.
Rhonda, I'm sorry, is that Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was asking you if you want to respond to the lesson. I just asked you some questions in the lesson. What was your attitude during situations? You say, have you had to go through situations, through trials, being used by God? So, you know, we got people on the line, about 10 of us, so make it brief. Just think about something you went through. Make it brief, state it, and how God helped you. That's all.
This is from Rhonda. I have been through lessons, and I'm still going through lessons. So it at times it's unbearable, and then there's times when I see my wrong in the places that I have chosen to go in. So, yeah, I can see the hand of God moving.
Amen. Somebody else. State your name. Thank you, Rhonda. Brief trial you've been through, stated, and, you know, how God helped you through the trial.
Yes, I just, one thing that jumps out at me today, specifically for my time, is that you, if you are prepared when those times of trouble and trial come, that the Lord brings you through with some kind of additional wisdom. I guess you didn't say it quite like that, but that's what I got out of it. Be prepared. And I love that. That was great.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? State your name, something you went through, you want to share it with us? And, make it brief.
Gloria Dean, I didn't hear it. Gloria Dean, I couldn't hear much because someone had come in and I was getting my refrigerator moved a little bit.
Okay.
So I didn't
really
hear everything.
I got you. I'm so sorry, but I will text you the radio broadcast. You can listen to it. But I'm so sorry that happened. But our lesson is about Joseph and the situations he went through. So I gave the message. I asked anybody if you want to state briefly a situation. So I'll say the situation briefly I went through when I was working in public schools. I'll never forget some children lied on me in the public schools. They were lying. They were saying, now these were children. I'm sorry, we got somebody calling. Hello? Hello? Put your phone on mute. You may have dozed off. Okay. All right. So, you know, working in public schools, I didn't know about trials, you know, that way. I wasn't ready for that. It was a trial I was going through, but I didn't know. I didn't know how to deal with it.
it upset me so bad when children started lying. And these were children that were bigger than me. Two boys were ready to fight, and I grabbed the hand of one, and it hit one on the face. So they went home and told, one of them went home and told his mother I slapped him. Well, parents started coming. And so I said, the principal kept calling me in the office. And I got sick of it. I mean, it was about five or six children. Every time it was proven wrong. They said, I didn't say she hit me. And the mothers had told them, if you lying when you go out there, I'm going to whip you in front of her. I said, well, miss, you may as well get ready to whip them now because I don't hit children. I don't have a reason to hit any children. I call the security. I could go call the office. I mean, you know, I don't want to hit anybody. I don't hit anybody's children. So it was proven that, you know, they were lying. So one day I said to the principal, listen, please stop calling me in there. You handle this situation. You know that I haven't hit these children. Do you believe I'm hit? Well, no. I said, well, stop calling me. I said, they don't want to be educated. When I leave out, they start laughing, and they're missing their education. I'm here to educate them, not to hurt them.
Exactly.
So anyway, you know, sometimes we set up, but I didn't know how to handle it. You know, I didn't know what to do to handle it. But there were godly people around me, and they said, listen, you got to get with godly people. You got to pray more. So I did. I would go in the room, anoint the chairs to death every day, pray in the room, pray for the children. They were the top of my prayer list. I mean, I learned to pray. My prayer level came up higher. So I thank God for teaching me, you know, what to do. So I started praying.
Amen.
I called out every one of their names, and I prayed. So anybody else?
Sister G, this is Sister Laddie. I was thinking that one of the sisters said that God allows us to go through these things to prepare us for next level ministry. He's going to take us to, not he's trying, because with God is purpose,
yeah.
He's going to fulfill it according to Isaiah 14, 24, 27. But before God can prepare us, a lot of times he has to repair us because we were born in our daddy's house. We were subject to the things in our environment, how people perceive us, how we perceive people. And one of the things that God had to show me in ministry was how to find that just wait. Proverbs 11:1 talks about just wait is a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just wait is his delight. I had to learn how to not try to keep everybody happy. I had to learn not trying to keep both sides happy, dealing with issues where decisions had to be made. You didn't want anybody to be upset with you, so you tried to find a happy medium to make everybody happy. But you have to have strength and courage to just do the right thing. Do what God say do. Be obedient to what God has led you to do by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the leader of the Holy Spirit will offend people if they are not tuned to obedience, if they're tuned into themselves. My brother has a phrase he used, we have to learn how to come to the end of ourselves. And in order to do that, that's a repair work. Well, you can say, Lord, give me strength to do the right thing. Give me strength to make a decision and stand by it, even though somebody won't like it. That was part of my repair. And I'm still in school in the Holy Spirit to make sure that I'm zeroing in on how the Holy Spirit is leading and not trying to keep everybody happy. Because deep down,
amen,
all of us would like to be liked. All of us would like to be, we want people to like us. But sometimes there are times in ministry where people won't like us. When we obey God, just like we're studying now, somebody won't be pleased with it, but we want God to be pleased with it. So he has to repair us in order to prepare us. Some things that we learned wrong, we got to relearn.
Thank you, Minister Lanny. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate that. Somebody else. Thank you for those words of wisdom.
Hey, sister,
very shortly.
Okay, Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Brian, do you have someone else?
just in the ministry.
Oh,
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Minister Laney, it made me think about a lot of my trials in ministry, even though I've been kind of short, of just having people, about being, trying to be liked by other people, but understanding that even in the midst of doing the will of God and following him, that there are just going to be some people that disagree with you, or some people that, for lack of a better word, they just have it out for you. So one of my journeys that God has brought me through was to just be calm, be patient, and more than anything, just have his peace. The peace that he said that John 14:27 says, the peace that he gives to us, but not as the world gives, but the one that only he could give. And that's the peace to understand that struggles may come in this world. We may deal with things here or there, but as long as he's over the situation and he's with us and leading us and guiding us, none of those things that come will be able to overcome us.
Thank you so much, Brother Brian. All righty.
Hello.
Yeah, Glory Dean, can you not hear me? Hold on 1 second, Glory Dean. I want to
maybe
acknowledge
I don't hear
Brother
you,
Brian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you turn your phone off?
I heard everything.
Okay, one second, please. I want to acknowledge Brother Brian. I was listening to his podcast on I don't know if it was Instagram. I think it was Instagram, but it was awesome. He was talking about trust. So, Brother Brian, you were doing an excellent job talking about. Brother Brian is a young man. How old are you, Brother Brian?
25.
Yeah, he barely hears y'all. So I thank God for him. He gets on Instagram, on Facebook. He's live on Facebook, on Instagram. He's giving messages that God gives him to bring forth. How do we get it, Brother Brian? Through what?
Through Instagram, yes, ma'am. The Grounded Podcast.
The Grounded Podcast. That's the name of the book.
Yes, ma'am. The book is named Grounded Too.
Grounded what?
Just Grounded. Yep.
Grounded. Okay, gotcha. And how do we get on the podcast?
So the podcast, you can go on Facebook or Instagram and type in the Grounded Podcast, and it should come up. Or you could go to the website at thegroundedpodcast.com.
Oh, wow. They are awesome, you are. I tell you, he's doing a great job. I'm so proud of you, Brother Brian. May God continue to bless you and guide you. All right.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you.
Glory Dean. Glory Dean, we're ready to hear you now.
Oh, you can hear me? Oh, I really don't have that much to say. All I can say about all the things that we go through in life, we go through a lot of things in life, but we go through it not just for ourselves. We're going through it for others. So when we go through it, that's a teaching right there. That's what helps our ministry with Jesus Christ. We go through things not for ourselves but for others, and we thank God for that. That's what we have to see, that whatever we go through is not just for us, but it's for others.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, who's next? Who wants to share? Anybody else? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you all. It's prayer time on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I will text out your homework to you in a day or so. But I thank God for your faithfulness. You know, God sees and knows everything about it. Even things we don't know about ourselves, God knows. So he works out every situation that we face. So we just got to, like Pastor Buki said, watch our attitude, keep a good attitude, and, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean to our own understanding. Hallelujah. Somebody else said that, too. So I thank God for you all. It's prayer time. I'm going to ask, anybody want to volunteer to pray for our baby? Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, Baby Kaiser, and Baby Revere. And also, I want to pray for, I'll say that in a minute. Go ahead. Anybody want to pray for them, for the baby?
I'll do it.
Okay, Sister Mary.
Continue to thank you, Lord, for your wonderful, wonderful blessings, your love, your mercy, your grace. Lord, we're just bringing to you Tyler, Zoe, and Chloe, and one more baby.
Baby, here.
That they have been especially touched and have some physical issues that are going on. But Lord, we can trust you with your purpose and your healing for these children and the plans that you have for them. And so, Lord, we just lift them up to you. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing them and bringing them through the issues that they are suffering. And we ask you, Lord, to be with their parents and their family so that we can see what your purpose is for them. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So much. I found out last night from baby Chloe's mother texted me that she couldn't be on the line because her father is in the hospital. So we could pray for baby Chloe's grandfather. Miss Delaney, would you pray for him? I don't know his name, but God does.
Yes, ma'am. That's Chloe's grandfather.
Yes.
Chloe's grandfather. Father, in the name of
Jesus,
we know, yeah, thank you, ma'am. Father, we know in the name of Jesus that you're already purpose, you're already present, and you're already processing your will. We lift up your word and your will and your way toward this grandfather. We pray, God, for divine intervention for his health, for his mental state, and for the care that he is to be given. We lift up also the mother and others who are caring for him and loving for him, that they will be encouraged to know that nothing is going to happen that you didn't ordain. We pray, God, only your will. We pray for your word. You said healing is the children's bread. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless him with healing. Your answer to all things, Father, is what we receive in Jesus' name. We pray that he'll be comforted to know that you love him and he'll be strengthened by his faith, and if not his own, strengthened by the faith of others around him who will hold him in their standing intercession for him, that he will find rest and peace and comfort in the state that he's in. More than anything else, Father, we trust your will, your way. You are our healer. We ask you to heal, deliver, and let your will, word, and way be established. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. So anybody have an urgent prayer need? We're going to be closing out in just a few minutes.
I have a prayer request, Esther. I'm going tomorrow for MRI of the brain. I went for a procedure about 2 weeks ago, I guess, and I'm still having the judgment or something from it. My throat is irritated, and it's asking prayer.
Amen. All right. Sister Gloria Dean, can you pray for Esther? Did you hear her prayer request? She has to go for an MRI tomorrow. And,
yes.
You know, pray for the the healing of her body, her throat, and every part of her body.
Oh, yeah. Praise God. Thank God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. God, you're a healer. You healed. You said you sent your word to heal us. You are the healer of our diseases,
yes,
sickness
God.
And diseases and everything. And Father God, we just lift up our sister right now. As she goes to the MRI, that you'll calm her mind. Let her not be afraid, because fear is not of you, Father God. Power, love, and a sound mind. Let her have a sound mind, Father, as she goes through that. Because everything's all right. When you go through that MRI, it's all right. And we hope it's the kind that's open. And we thank you, Father God. Fear will not be there at all, because she wants to be well. And we thank you, God, for the other tests that she has, Father. And we pray for her throat right now, God, in Jesus' name. We just bind every demonic force of hell away from her body completely. And especially her throat right now, God. And we just lose the blood of Jesus to go through her throat, to go through her entire body from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet and all through her body, every part of her body, all on the outside of her body. We apply the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And we speak healing. Be healed. Be thou healed. And be thou made whole again in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. You are healed. Get your mind upon your healed. Get your mind upon what God's word say. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. Think on these things. Think on these things. Whatsoever things of love appear, get away from the negative. Get away from the thoughts, imaginations. Get away from all those imaginations that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And go forth with Philippians 4 and 8. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, a good report. In virtue, you can just praise the Lord on all these things. Begin to praise the Lord more and begin to thank him. Don't look upon this thing. Just know by the stripes of Jesus Christ you're healed. And thank him every day. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, I believe in your word. Thank you, Lord, I know you sent Jesus Christ for me. And I know whatever blood was shed, that healing was in it. And I'm healed. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I shall continue to hold on to the word. And I'm holding on to the word, God, because your word is true. Because you cannot lie. You cannot lie. And we thank you, Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, our sister is healed. And we are believing God with her. Father, thank you for healing our sister, that throat, and everything else that's wrong with her body. We give it to you, God, and we thank you for the healing of it all. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. 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 All right. I'm going to ask, hold on 1 second. Vivian, can you answer now? She came. Okay, Rhonda. Rhonda, can you give us a closing prayer?
Yes.
Okay,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to keep us safe from all harm and danger, Lord God, as we come to the end of another day of blessing, we thank you for this opportunity you have given us, oh God, to come into your presence, oh God. Whether there's two or three, we will gather here today in your name. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, and God bless each and every one of us as we go our way. May this day be a blessing and an encouragement to each and every one that is upon this line. And God, may your word go forth with dunamis power, oh God, upon the earth. In your precious holy name, we pray this day. Amen.
Amen. Well, I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you all very soon. May God continue to walk with you, talk with you, be a lamp and light to your pathway. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Amen.
God bless.
Love you too.
God bless everybody.